Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
For the world we're gonna make.
Let's go.
Beat the sharks, do 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 to do. Beat the sharks, do 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 to do. Beat the sharks, do 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 to do. Beat the sharks.
Ready, master control?
Ready, switch on.
It's time to wake up now.
Time to wake up now.
The time has come to wake up.
I don't believe I ordered a wake up call.
Clock you can take with you use while we're fixing yours. Got some in from Australia. They're all in the shape of a koala.
You know what today is?
What? Day.
Wednesday, is it over the hump day?
Hump day!
I don't know what that means, but I know where she humps.
So chins up, boobs out, it's showtime.
It is showtime. Good morning. Welcome to the Courtney and Company Morning Show. We got Kevin, we got Lance. Tim will be here shortly, but we're a little worried. He might have left his car keys here at the radio station yesterday. Even though I'm not sure how he would have gotten home without his car keys.
Into his home, maybe. You know, if you lump your car keys with your house keys.
Yeah, I mean, it's a full set. It's a strange, it's a set of keys on, in between Kevin's desk and Tim's desk.
Yeah.
And we don't know whose they are. Was it a Toyota key? I think he drives a Toyota. I may be wrong
and
on
what's
that.
What's his address?
I don't know his address.
I just noticed.
I've never been invited over.
Yeah, his jade keychain. It's like a,
I mean, I like. Know. With David Caruso, Jade?
Yeah, he's a big fan of that movie.
Right, and who isn't?
So we don't know if he even has transportation here.
Right.
We're not sure. It's happened before. Right, he did Uber here one morning.
Yeah, it wasn't the deal was he had left his car here and had
forgot
he left his car here.
Yeah, he like had his dad take him home from the airport or something. Yeah, it was an out-of-town thing. So yeah, he'll be here shortly, and then he'll talk all about the keys that aren't his, and then we'll move on.
That's what we do. 20 more years.
I think, have you noticed this week that I think it's a compilation of a lot of things that people are a little crabbier.
Oh,
yeah.
I can tell you why I'm crabby this morning.
Why?
Because I have been waiting all spring to put down grass seed, you know, to treat the lawn.
Yeah.
And you need like a couple of dry days. Well, you know how hard it's been to put together a couple of dry days around here. So I look at the weather forecast the other day, and it's like Tuesday. Yeah, man, that's going to be like the start of 4 days with no rain. I go home after traffic yesterday morning. I put the stuff down on the lawn, and then yesterday afternoon, it's like, well, it might rain in the middle of the night. It's like, wait, where'd that come from? So this morning at 3:45 when the thunder started, it's like, oh, man. So I've been crabby ever since.
I mean,
in the grand scheme of things, not a big deal.
I know, but it did come out of nowhere.
Yeah. I know. It was
did we have this forecast?
It was beautiful yesterday.
There was some hail. Millstatt got hit hard because I saw a bunch of photos online this morning. But I didn't get anything, or it didn't wake me up at least.
Did it rain where you were?
Yeah, it did rain.
Okay. Yeah.
But it wasn't like, I think it was like at 2 a.m. Like some huge thunderstorms came through parts of Illinois. I know that for sure. And some major, major hail.
Yeah, so all that stuff I put in the grass got washed away.
I know. It doesn't matter if it's not the biggest thing in the world. It's bothersome.
Yep. Yeah. Well, I mean, then it just made me wake up crabby.
So you're bothered by that, but I think, you know, teachers are like counting down the days.
Oh, man.
Kids are restless.
Tell me about it. Having a family of teachers.
Yes. Yeah.
They are just
edge.
They're just like, come on, it can't happen enough.
The blues going this far, keeping us up later than we normally are.
True, yeah.
And then all the anxiety you get when you're watching the game is stressful. There's just a lot of stress going on. Tim, are you stressed?
Yeah, I left my keys here.
Did you leave your keys here?
No, they're right here.
Whose keys are they?
I don't know, but I drive a Nissan Altima.
Oh, I'm sorry. I Toyota'd you.
No. Also, a great car.
I feel like they're in the same family a little bit,
could
possibly.
Be. I'm not a car guy.
I'm not either. I'm not a guy at all. All right, so let's talk about today on the show. Jen won't be here the rest of the week.
Oh, really?
So we will be handling schmig duties. Tim, lots of food stories to the point I think we can do an early foodstuffs and a late foodstuffs.
This is a big day. It's been a dream of mine for a very long time.
That's how many things there are about food.
That's great.
Mm. Yeah, and they're all decent.
Yeah.
It's not like they're throwaway food. Like, yeah. Oh, there's just a stupid story.
Yeah, because there's a lot of big days.
Big, yes.
For food today.
Wow. Everything's today. Coming up convy.
So we may do that. Well, and then another segment starring Tim today, we'll do things you didn't know.
Oh, yeah. Love that one.
We've got...
You know what? There are enough fun facts that I think we could do a things you didn't know early.
Yeah, no.
And a things you didn't know.
We're not going to do that. Okay. Because we also possibly have a bona fide or bogus.
No. Oh, wow, Tim. Good thing you came in today.
Yeah. I'm really tired today, so you just... No, I got plenty of sleep. But
I did the... we Instagram live food stuffs the other day and said... And somebody commented and said, it doesn't mean as much knowing that they're finding him the stories.
Because Jen made the joke at the roast.
Oh.
It's not 100%.
Why does it matter?
It's not 100% true.
But why does it really matter?
Well, what I don't think they realize is, even if it's coming from you guys, it's like a headline as you go through the prep and you just hand it to me. It's not like you're necessarily reading the whole thing.
Yes. No. I see the stories.
Food related. Yes. And you send it my way.
Yes.
Because before, well, it doesn't matter.
But why do you,
I was sensitive about it.
I know you were, apparently. So we may do foodstuffs twice today. See, Tim was even surprised about that we might do it twice today.
I think it's great.
He's like, oh, we have a lot of stories.
Wow. Running late today.
Let's talk about the weather. Did you hear about Lance's seating?
Wait a minute.
Oh, is that what you were...
Yes. Seeded his lawn because we were going to get no rain like for like a stretch, and you have to have like three or four dry days in a row.
Yeah.
So he's been putting it off and because there's been no stretch like that.
Yeah.
And I don't see any rain in the forecast today. Lance, do you have to go do it again?
I don't have time to do it today. I was thinking about that. I think you're supposed to wait like 30 days between applications.
Oh, but at this point, gosh.
I'm so cranky. It's just like, I don't care if I burn the lawn. I'm going to do it again.
Yeah. Mostly cloudy today. We're going to get up there today with a high of 78. And then tomorrow, sunny and even warmer than today. High of 87. I mean, think of over the weekend to today. And then over the weekend, it looks like pretty nice weather. No rain in the forecast until Sunday. Right now,
58.
Here's Lance with the first look of your morning commute.
All right.
What there's to complain about.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show, and of course we have Cashman. He'll be flying by, starting at 7:20 with a code word, and we'll do that every single hour up until 7 p.m. at the 20s with your code word that you text to 72881, and you have like 40 minutes to text that code word, and you could win $1,000. $1,000 12 times a day here on Y98. All right, I have a question. So we got... a nice basket. It's very competitive in the radio station because we share an office with other personalities. Mm-hmm. We used to have our own office, and then they took that away from us. And we acquired more stations, so the building got pretty full. Mm-hmm. So anyway, we share an office with other personalities from other stations. And when we get something, everyone can see that we've gotten something delivered. So it's this competitive... It's this weird competitive thing.
Yeah. In the same way, if other people get stuff that we don't,
yes.
We're like, oh.
But we tend to get more.
We do. We're very fortunate.
Yeah, we do.
We really do. So the other day, Monday, we got those Gloria shirts from the Blues, which was really, really nice. And we did play 24 hours of Gloria, but it was still very nice and unexpected. Well, then today I come in and there's this huge basket on my desk. And again, it's from the St. Louis Blues, and it's got Blue Note cookies. It's got, yes, you are more than welcome to some, because I brought donuts in for you guys, and they're terrible.
Yeah,
they're bad. Blue Note cookies and rally towels. And
Gloria record cookies.
Yes.
Oh, awesome.
So we're sitting there, and there's somebody sits next to me from another station, and he was very excited about, he didn't see anything on my desk because I had moved it over to you guys.
Yeah.
And he's like, did you see? I go, oh, yeah. And he looks at the basket, and we have like 1,000 cookies in there, and he had one. He was like, I was going to be like, oh, okay, well, they got those shirts the other day, but look what I got. And instead, we had like 7 times the amount of cookies. Aww. Listen, we're happy to we're sharers.
There's a lot of us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are a lot of us.
So it looks very plentiful when we get something.
So we have the game tonight, and it's on Y98, which is very exciting. It's a 7 p.m. start at Enterprise Center. But they sent us like a schedule of different things that they're going to be doing over at Enterprise Center for the playoffs. And they're doing the Bleed Blue Rally Towel tonight. They are doing another Rally Towel, Bleed Blue Rally Towel, on Friday night. And then they have like different promotional things that they've got going on. Mm-hmm. Like, I think you can buy that playoff beard thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's not as big this year for some reason.
No, I agree. In the past, it seems like it's been everywhere.
And I have some in my desk drawer.
Oh, the beards, yeah.
Uh-huh. And it's a charity is tied to that. Mm. But they have these koozies that are available. And Blues for Kids will be selling these koozies throughout the game. And they're $5. And they're, they say something on them that I don't understand.
What do they say?
They say, hey, buddy. What does that mean?
Hey, you know what? I saw that billboard last night. It was a Bud Light billboard. And it said, hey, buddy.
It says, hey, buddy, we're here.
Yeah. And then the billboard last night says, hey, buddy, we're still here.
But it's got like Brett Hull, Kelly Chase. I mean, I can't really tell from that picture. That looks like Brett Hull and Kelly Chase on two of them.
It is those two, yeah. And then if the other one is Bob Plager, maybe? Like an old Bob Plager picture? I can't tell.
What does it mean? Am I crazy? I'm the only...
You oh, and then the dog, Barclay, too.
Is it because of Budweiser? Bud? Like, hey, bud. Hey, buddy. We're still here. I mean, you know what I mean?
Has
like,
anyone Googled this yet?
No, I wanted to ask you. Yeah. I thought I was the only one that didn't know it. But
I thought that last night, too, when I saw the billboard. It's like, that's a reference to something, but I'm not sure
I'm pretty knowledgeable when it comes to stuff, pop culture and stuff going on, and commercials, because I watch a lot of TV. But I had no idea what that meant. Kevin, there's a call coming in. Let's see if line one knows.
All right. I saw Chase say it in that
video.
Promo spot, but I assume it wasn't invented there.
Hi, Y98, are you there?
Yes, the hey buddy has to do with the thing that Kelly Chase did before all the games. Remember, he had that big monologue.
Yeah, but was that the origin?
But
he would say,
"Hey buddy, we're here."
Oh, okay.
You thought we couldn't be here. Hey buddy, we're here.
Okay, but when he says it, he's not referencing something from the past. It's just a new, like, we were in, you know, last place,
right,
and yada, yada, yada. Hey, buddy, we're here. That's it?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Got it. Thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome. All right, have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Yeah. I think they need to let more people know about that, because I didn't know it. I may want one of those koozies now.
It is real intense when he says it. I do like those promos.
Yeah. You know how I love koozies. There's not a koozie I would turn away. You know, I went back. You should see my front seat of my car.
You got roast koozies?
Oh, I got one.
I don't have one. I need to get one.
There's a box of them.
Oh,
and they're
cool.
The slim cans,
yeah,
though.
Oh, okay.
You know?
Yeah.
They're special.
Yeah, we got to get some of those. I also find there's some more roast stuff coming up on Instagram today, because we got the pictures, like the nice pictures, so...
They're nice.
Get ready.
The nice pictures. Okay, food stuff's coming up next, but here's Lance with another look at your traffic. And by the way, Lance,
yes.
Kim called, said 44 westbound ramp onto 270, still shut down. She had to do a loop-de-loo, she said.
A loop-de-loo.
She said she got a...
Food Stuffs with me, Tim Convey. It's sponsored by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and bourbon at Salt and Smoke with 3 locations and a new one coming to the Central West End soon. We're also on Instagram Live right now at Courtney & Co. Y98. Great time to follow us, because the pictures, you know, there's the new face swapping, not face swapping, but it...
Yes, gender swap.
I don't know the right way to say it. Yeah, gender swap without sounding weird. That new feature on Snapchat. So we've posted. You can see what Lance, Kevin, and I all look like as women.
A lot of people think Lance looks like Lady Gaga.
And I see it.
Yeah, I see it.
But did you notice there's like something wrong with that filter where everyone's left eye looks weird?
Oh, interesting.
It's a weird left eye thing.
Huh. Weird.
When you look at the pictures, you'll notice it. But
at CourtneyCo198 on Instagram, check it out. See if Lance looks like Lady Gaga. But she does. He definitely does. A few things going on today. It is National Slider Day. So happy National Slider Day to all of you. When you think sliders, you of course think?
Slider House.
Not a huge fan.
There's a place in Memphis called the Slider Inn.
Are you guys serious?
No, we know. White Castle.
White Castle. Thank you. My God. You can get a free slider at White Castle today. You go to their app or their website, and there's just a free coupon that just says, hey, walk in, show it to them, and you get a free one.
You know what's bizarre? You get those little tiny cheeseburgers, and they're so good. Mm-hmm. If you get a double cheese, you think, oh, well, this is not much. It's a very filling double cheese.
Never gotten a double
cheese. Oh, you try it.
Okay.
Next time you go, get one double cheese. You will thank me.
I think they do a great job with fries there, too.
Oh, yeah. I love it. Yeah. I like, that's the only place I get cheese on my fries.
Mm. Oh, really?
Is that weird?
Yeah. No. Why is that?
I don't know. I don't like anyone else's cheese fries, but I like White Castle's cheese fries.
Hmm.
Yeah. Something about the crinkle cut.
Yeah.
And their cheese is good. I don't know.
Solid ratio.
Uh-huh.
Foodstuffs.
In addition to Slider Day, you guys are not going to believe this. It's also National Chocolate Chip Day.
Oh,
yeah.
Yuck. Happy.
What?
You know I dislike chocolate chips.
Really? Oh, yeah. You don't even like them in chocolate chip cookies.
Right. No. I don't mind like one or two.
You call them just cookies.
I don't mind one or two, but I like a nut in a chocolate chip cookie, too. Like a pecan or... No?
I'm a purist.
Yeah.
In our house, it's all about the box of chocolate chip. Like, growing up, you were just taking handfuls of chocolate chips all day. And now Will, who's two... knows when he comes over to his grandparents.
Oh, that's so sweet.
He immediately wants chocolate chips.
You know, Kevin had read something somewhere that it's a good thing to get your sweets in by just having some chocolate chips, like a couple dark chocolate chips. The problem was, didn't you like eat the whole bag?
I still couldn't stop. I can't stop.
Because in theory you could have three and that would, you know,
yeah, crazy, a couple, like, that's a good little...
They're so easy to just dump in there. Well, Courtney, 2% of Americans are with you. They say they hate chocolate chips.
Here's the thing. I don't hate chocolate chips. I just don't like an overwhelming amount in my chocolate chip cookies. I'd rather less.
5% of people say they dislike them. Would you put yourself in
that? No, I'm not going to dislike. I'm not going to hate on chocolate chips.
Do you guys remember when it was revolutionary, when like they actually could do chewy chocolate chips? Like when they changed over, like it used to just be, you know, Chips Ahoy and it was all dry, but then you could go to the store and buy the chewy kind.
Like that has to do with the cookie, not the chocolate
still,
chip.
Still, man, it was
that's on chocolate
changing.
Kevin, that's chocolate chip cookie day fodder.
Sorry.
This is just for chocolate chips here.
Save it for August 4th, buddy. Save it for August 4th. August 4th, chocolate chip cookie day. You're blowing content early, man. Come on.
Yeah, right. Sorry. Get back. We'll, like, have to remind you about your chewy.
Pace yourself. A lot of summer coming.
Do us a favor and cut that part out of the podcast, man. If we could still save it, we should.
All right.
speaking of chocolate, Hershey's just redesigned their chocolate bars for the first time in 125 years.
Really?
They haven't touched it in 125 years. And this is so dumb. Guess what they're doing? So you think, oh, they're probably celebrating that anniversary and putting out a special bar. They're probably doing this. They're probably doing that. Guess what they're doing?
I have no idea. I don't know.
You know how currently each little square says Hershey's on it?
I do.
Well, now they're going to have emojis printed on them.
Like, that's going to...
It's so lame.
Yeah. It's also kind of late.
They should just
do
the poop one on all of them.
That's what I said. That's the one emoji that I would really not...
Just do the whole thing like that. It works.
They would go back real fast. They're like, yeah, we're going to go back to that regular tradition. Because nobody would buy them. I hate that.
I do like a Hershey chocolate bar, though.
Oh, me too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And there's something about the squares that I really like. But now, whether it's the poop emoji or just a smiley face or, you know, hard
kinda
eyes.
Kind of lame.
Yeah.
Yeah. They need to get whoever's marketing for Oreo and KFC and Burger King.
Yeah.
Go to Hershey's. They need some help.
They do. Right. They need to call them up. Another food stuff's coming later in the show. Don't go anywhere. And remember, follow us on Instagram at Courtney and Co. Y98.
Food stuffs.
All right. Surprise. You had a big storm last night at your house. None of us were expecting it, but your weather brought to you by Ashley Home Store. This is home, mostly cloudy today. High of 78, and doesn't look like any rain in the forecast today. And
it'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be alright.
Dean Lewis on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Cardinals with a big win last night. They beat the Braves in the first game of the series 14-3.
Yeah, they look good.
Yeah.
I mean, early on, too.
Oh, yeah, they came out swinging. Mm-hmm. It seems like maybe we'll have a lot of hot and cold for a little bit because they were pretty cold for a bit and then putting up some crazy runs.
Spread some of those runs out. Yadi had a great night, too.
Yeah, man. They'll figure it out. I'm not worried about it. Game two of the three-game series tonight at 6:20. You can hear that on KMOX. And speaking of the Cardinals, don't forget to get involved with the Courtney and Company Day at the ballpark. We're playing the Pirates. It is a day game. It is on a Wednesday. It is July, what is it?
July 17th.
July 17th. Y98.com/Cardinals. Just $20 gets you a ticket to the game. Everyone's going to sit in the same section up with us. We'll be hanging out at the Budweiser Terrace. And you get a t-shirt, one of the t-shirts we're most excited about. And it's all about taking the day off. So get off work, buy a ticket, get involved. $20 gets you all that stuff. Oh, and a drink. I forgot that too. A drink, a t-shirt, a ball game. And you may even get your picture taken with Miss Courtney Landrum. Y98.com/Cardinals. Get on that right now.
You know, when I take my picture, this is just for you to know when you're standing next to me getting your photo taken with me. I hold my breath when I take my picture.
Really?
Am I the only one that does that? I feel like it's because we're all so close and I don't want to blow bad breath on people if I've got bad breath.
I might do that too.
Yeah, I may do that as well and just never thought of that.
And that's, I used to do like a high-pitched
Why did you stop?
Yeah.
Because somebody recognized I was doing it. And I was like,
you got
okay.
called out.
Was that somebody, a dog?
But yeah, I mean, next time you get your photo taken, see if you do it. I do. I hold my breath. That's why if somebody takes too long to take a picture, I'm out of breath.
Yeah.
Not from posing.
That's hilarious.
It's weird. I've never thought about it. But now that you mention it, I think I do that too.
I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, I think I do the same thing because you're holding your pose.
I feel like my job here is done, that I've
you've
made you all realize something.
Right.
You've completed a full day of work.
That's only in like a group picture, you and somebody else.
I don't know. I may do it alone. I don't know.
This is really interesting.
More definitely a group picture.
With a group of, okay.
But I don't get my picture taken solo a lot, so I don't know.
When you're Courtney Landrum, rarely eating alone. There's always somebody around.
Right.
I totally get it. So that even more of a reason to buy a ticket, y98.com/Cardinals, because you can hear Courtney make the noise and hold her breath.
All right, I was going to talk about money here, but we're going to move that because we have Schmig coming up. A lot of good Schmig stories. ABC rolled out what they've canceled, what they're keeping, new shows. Bad day for two St. Louis stars and their shows. We'll talk about that. And, of course, sad news yesterday as we heard the news of Tim Conway from the Carol Burnett Show, his passing. All that and more in Schmig in 7 minutes.
Remember the words you told me, love me till the day I die.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Sign up and get the summer free.
Summer free makes you feel fine.
All right, so sad news yesterday. Tim Conway from the Carol Burnett Show died at the age of 85. He was suffering dementia, I guess, and was unable to speak for after undergoing brain surgery last September.
Yeah, not super long, but the last couple of years, I think, weren't great. Did you guys have, like, six of your friends call to make sure you were still alive yesterday? I did.
Oh,
It's Tim Convy.
Well, I think a lot of people just would see the headline like on Facebook or something and thought, so.
Now, did they check on you with when Bert passed away?
No. Well, it was way before cell phones. I was very young.
Did any of your friends know Bert Convy?
Him personally or know of him?
No, like know of him. Like we grew up with him.
Yeah.
The rest of us.
Yeah. When we were little, he was on TV. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was like Win, Lose, or Draw.
Win, Lose, or Draw with Burt Reynolds. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he was still around. So yeah, I was very young.
Tim, you look great for 85, by the way.
Thank you. Yeah. Appreciate that. Mm-hmm. I have a long storied history with people mistaking my name with Tim Conway. So when I was at MTV my first summer in 2001, people jokingly all call, Timmy Conway was what sort of kind of our crew called me jokingly. Well, then the first show I worked on was this Unplugged, and Alex Caletti was the executive producer, and I was flattered that he knew my name, or at least what he thought was my name. So they put my name in the credits. It's going to be my first TV credit. And at the last minute, Alex Caletti, this legendary producer, thought he was doing me a favor, looking out for the little PA, and said, "Oh, no, you spelled that wrong. It's Tim Conway." So my first TV credit that I was so incredibly excited for, as the credits rolled, it said Tim Conway because he thought he was doing it.
What's the most bizarre thing is that your name gets messed up more than any of us.
Yeah,
that's true.
And I have a way more complicated name than you do.
Yeah, I don't know.
And it's a very simple name.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is.
Back to the man that we're talking about, Tim Conway. of course, we all know him from the Carol Burnett show and the famous scenes where he would just crack the entire
crew. Oh my gosh, it was amazing.
So funny.
And they said that he used to rehearse and he wouldn't use what he was going to do on the show filming, and then he would just knock it out of the park
when the cameras were rolling.
Were rolling. I remember like was there an elephant trunk one with the mamas?
Shinorky.
Yeah. But just the outtakes of everyone just cracking up. I mean, it's one of our favorite things to see.
Exactly. You would watch, you would even watch the ones that made it with him and Harvey Korman. And it was hilarious because you could see Harvey Korman just busting up and Conway just kept going.
Oh, he was just... those are always my favorite, the outtakes of them. Not even outtakes. Those were on the show.
Yeah.
And then Dorf. A lot of people in the 80s remember the video series he did, Dorf on Golf, Dorf on whatever. And Carol Burnett issued a statement saying, "I'm heartbroken. He was one in a million, not only as a brilliant comedian, but as a loving human being. I cherish the times we had together, both on the screen and off. He'll be in my heart forever."
It's so funny. He was on Carol Burnett for years, and he was always a guest star. So he could have one of the shows off, because she did like 23 shows a year, but he always was a guest star. And,
really?
And she kept saying, "When are you going to become a permanent member?" And about after the seventh or eighth year, he became a permanent member.
I never knew that. That's a good little thing.
Very interesting.
Let's talk about TV. All right. So ABC rolled out their new shows and not a lot of big stories. There's going to be a Black-ish spinoff. That's going to be a prequel that follows a young version of Tracy Ellis Ross's character, Rainbow, in the 1980s.
Huh. Was there another spinoff of that show?
Yeah.
Was the college?
That's...
Yeah, it was called...
Grown-ish.
Grown. And the thing is...
it's on Freeform.
I think it's been renewed for a second season, and the ratings are not good on that show, but they keep renewing it. I don't know why.
They also... ABC also ordered a revival of Kids Say the Darndest Things, but... instead of Bill Cosby, who's not available, it's going to be Tiffany Haddish is going to be hosting. ABC News decided to add 3 more years to Jimmy Kimmel's contract. So that's some good news.
Yeah.
And they say that the Academy Awards that they're going to have again next year, they'll probably go without a host again since it works so well.
Yeah.
Dancing with the Stars will be back in the fall. And then the Conners got, renewed, but they're going to up their episodes. They only had 11 episodes last year, and they are going to be doing about 18 to 22 episodes.
I'm surprised that it's surviving.
Yeah.
They said that it had, their ratings were like a 9.5 average.
Wow.
9.5 million. And they canceled ABC, the Alec Baldwin show, The Fix, For the People, The Kids Are All Right, Speechless, Take Two, and Splitting Up Together, and Whiskey Cavalier.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
Scott Foley, Jenna Fisher.
Mm-hmm. Well, but at least Sterling K got some good news yesterday because This Is Us got picked up for
three seasons.
Three seasons.
So, yeah.
If you cancel that out, St. Louis, they each got a season next year.
And what did they say about the Bachelorette and Celebrity Family Feud? They say they will have to decide their fates after the seasons. They're not getting rid of
the Bachelorette.
Yeah. Okay. And then this makes me laugh. Roger Daltrey was performing at a show on Monday night at Madison Square Garden. Some fans started smoking the weed,
mm-hmm.
and Roger went off. Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Well, he said, he yelled, "All the ones smoking grass down in the front there, I'm totally allergic to it. I'm not kidding. Whoever it is down there, you blank my night. I'm allergic to that blank, and my voice just sucks up. So blank you."
Really?
Yeah, he sounds angry there.
Isn't it? It's just funny. A rock star now is like, get off my lawn.
Yeah.
You know?
Rolling your doobies.
Yes. Yeah. Smoking that Bing. Here's Lance. Another schmig, by the way, at 8:40. I may do it. Tim may do it. We're not sure yet. We'll decide because Jen's off today. But of course, you can always hear it in podcast form at Y98.com. Here's Lance with your traffic.
Wow. A rush hour festooned with problems. So you're thinking...
Demi Lovato on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show.
Jen will be off for the rest of the week. She'll be back next week. And let's talk about money. I have two questions for you. First question is, what job do you think had the biggest salary increase in the past year?
Something tech.
The biggest out of all other jobs.
Influencer.
No.
I don't think it's going to be tech. Am
you
I right?
Something else?
They're not even in the top five.
Tech is not?
Tech is not.
Mm. I'm going to say some kind of...
It's a job that you...
would never think?
Well, I think that this occupation has grown as far as their being creative and more craft types of these things.
A brewer.
Oh. Ooh, like a...
Not a brewer, but who serves?
A bartender?
Bartender.
Really?
The biggest salary increase. What? The average salary jumped 9.6% in the past year.
Wow.
Now, granted, that's the median salary went from 32.2 to 35.3. I think it's because there's a lot of places now that have specialty drinks, higher end cocktails too. You know, what do they call mixologists?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing we didn't hear about however many years ago. Remember the bartending school that used to advertise all the time?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I always thought about it when I didn't know what I was going to do. I could be a bartender.
No. Maybe. That's a good job to be that's a good indicator, I think, of the economy because there's so many bartenders. Like,
yes.
That's a good one to be like, yep, all of them are making more money.
Okay, and here's another question as a drinker I want your opinion on. Now, when I get a beer, I always tip, like I'm getting a beer, I always tip a dollar, okay? It's not much for them to open a beer. You know, I'd rather sometimes leave 75 cents because I think you just grabbed my beer and gave it to me. But I give a dollar every time. Do you think that you should tip more on a drink if it's like a mixed drink that takes some work? Like, is a dollar an okay tip anymore for a drink or is it more?
I don't know. I would think a dollar's fine. I mean, for the most part, I mean, what's the most expensive drink you usually get?
But there are some drinks where they have to like crush mint leaves and...
No, I think it kind of cancels out because you are giving a dollar on the just popping the cap off the beer, so it sort of balances out.
Okay,
yeah.
So because you think beer people are like a dollar.
And here's the other thing too: you'll come back and get maybe that drink two or three more times.
It's a dollar every time.
Yeah, but still, I mean, you're going to run a tab with that bartender, you know, and you may give something bigger at the end.
Yeah,
perhaps.
Maybe. What about you, Lance? You drink more. You know, involved drinks.
Yeah, I prefer the term sophisticated drinks.
yes, you're right.
I don't really...
You start a tab usually.
Yeah, I don't... Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly right. So then when the tab comes, I just kind of tip, you know, 20% on the tab.
Yes, now that makes sense. And then what do you think and the averages that Walmart store managers make?
A year. You manage the entire store?
Yes.
Per year.
per year.
What'd you say? Oh, I'm going to say 46.
Yeah, I would think around there too. Probably about 50 grand.
I would agree. I have no idea.
$175,000 a year.
What?
Wow.
Who wants to be a Walmart manager? Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
$175,000.
Those are big stores. That makes sense.
That's
just the store manager? Like, not the regional manager?
No, the store manager. He's the one day-to-day.
Think about how many employees you're in charge of.
True.
Wow. That makes sense.
And then you have to deal with the customers and the website or the whatever.
The website?
People at Walmart, whatever it is. With the terrible clothing.
Oh, right, where they're calling.
Where they have, like, skin-colored leggings on. That never looks good on anyone.
No, it doesn't. Coming up in just a little bit, I went to the doctor on Friday, and I learned the specific definition of a medical term, so stick around for that on 198.
Live from downtown, this is...
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Kevin the Intern, Tim Convy, Lance Hildebrand. Jen is off the rest of the week. She'll be back next week. And your cash man code word coming in about 15 minutes. A chance for you to win $1,000 12 times a day. We'll do that at 7:20.
So I kind of forgot about this because obviously the roast happened this weekend and we've been talking about a lot of that stuff. But if you remember Friday after the show, I went to the doctor, right?
I do remember because we had to bust our butts to get downtown to the Arch to shoot a video.
Yes.
And somebody didn't know how to get to the Arch because we made lots of...
It was a bit of a...
I think we didn't want to get there. We just didn't know where to park.
Yeah. We had to get out of there because I went to the doctor. And here's why. So, not this past Sunday, but the Sunday before, there was a Blues game. My buddy Nick came over. We watched the game together. And then there was the Tuesday game, the one where they... you know, won it all, and we ended up doing Glory on Wednesday. And I was like, hey, man, you want to come over for the game? And he's like, I got strep. I can't do it. I was like, oh, it's terrible.
Oh, I had lots of strep throat back in the day.
So Friday morning, I wake up, and I just feel a little something in my throat.
You mentioned that.
Oh, yeah.
You said you might go to the doctor because you were worried.
Right. And I was like, he has it. He was over. We watched the whole game together. And the roast was the next night. I'm like, I absolutely cannot get sick. So I make the appointment. Oh, I call in there and they're like, oh, well, your doctor's booked. And I'm like, here's the situation. The friend came over, watched the hockey game. He's got strep. I can't get sick.
It was nice of him to come over and hang out with you with strep throat.
Obviously, he didn't know. Okay. He told me Tuesday. 2 days. Anyway, so yeah, he didn't know. So so they're like, oh, okay. Well, we can just do a nurse's visit where you get tested. Was there direct contact? And I'm like, yeah. And so I go in, and they're asking me questions. They're like, well, when was he diagnosed? And I'm like, oh, I think he found out on Monday. And they're like, all right. And there was direct contact. And I'm like, yeah, I mean, he came over. And then I realized
they did not mean.
And I go, what does direct contact mean? And
I would have said no.
And she goes, smooching. And I go, oh, no. Oh, and I forgot this part of the story. So I first get there, and they're like, oh, you're on Y98 now. So three nurses around that listen, and they're like, oh, we listen, and blah, 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 and you moved to Y98.
And they're like, man, do we have a scoop? They're texting their friends.
Like, so when she left, I mean, he left, and I go, no. He was just over. We ate together.
But I'm surprised you said yes, because direct contact with me would be smooching.
Well, I thought even like shaking hands, like that's physical contact.
Maybe you were sharing popcorn.
We were sharing fries and, you know.
Oh, okay.
Which some say is more intimate than smooching anyway.
But it really is.
So it was funny. So then not only did I tell the one, I was like, no. This is just my buddy. We just sat on a couch together. And but then on the way out. I wanted to be
then
like...
Then you have to, like, you're trying to over-explain.
Yeah, I wanted to let everybody... Yeah, because they're all like, I listen, we know who you are. And again, the call came in, and I'm sure they're like, so... they don't gossip or do anything.
So next time somebody asks if you have direct contact with somebody, that's what they are...
Referring
asking?
To.
I think so. Then somebody else was like, well, actually, it kind of means this. This means this. But I guess I should have been more.
Sherry fries.
It was strep throat. Of course they wanted to know that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's 100% on me.
So smooching? I'm like, no.
She said smoochy?
Yes.
That's awesome.
So do you have strep throat?
No.
Okay.
No, it's probably just allergies.
Oh, my.
But I didn't want to get sick for the roast, so because they, yeah.
Isn't it terrible being known?
I mean, I don't know.
It really is, yeah. Though, sometimes. I always get recognized at my least attractive.
When you don't want to be.
Right. I mean, it's like, hey, are you? And I feel like saying, no, I'm Jen. Your Ashley Home Store weather, mostly cloudy today, crazy out of the blue thunderstorm last night, but high of 78. Doesn't look like any rain in the forecast today, at least that's what my weather says. And then tomorrow, sunny and warmer, even than 78, 87.
Kelly Clarkson on Y98. If you missed it, your cash man code word this hour is water. Text water to 72881 by the end of the hour, and you can win $1,000.
Yesterday, the big story all over social media, it was shared by every news source, magazine, the top 50 sexiest accents in the U.S. Mm-hmm. And I guess you could say the least sexy, too, because number 50, and it's weird, they went back and forth. They went from some states, some cities, some regions.
Countries, really?
Yeah, no country, just the
just
U.S.
Just in the U.S.
Ooh, so what was the least?
What was the last? What was last?
Came in 50th. Aren't that many accents? I mean, these are just different.
Yeah. Some of them, they stretched to multiple different things, really.
Least number 50 American accent.
Some, like rural Tennessee or something.
I was going to say something Bronx-ish.
Yeah, exactly. Like Montauk.
Oh. Long Island.
Oh, is number one?
Yeah, we need Jen here today.
I know.
Yeah.
Long Island.
Right.
So that's the least of the 50?
That's the least.
Okay.
And right in front of it is another.
Ludo had a manager from Long Island with just the ultra, ultra accent. And we would all do it all the time. And he, one of my favorite things ever is I'm on the phone with him one time and he had kids around from at his office and he'd be like, oh yeah, that's real funny. That's real funny if I'm five. That's real funny for a 5 year old. And then I'd be like, do you need him? And he's like, no, I'm fine. That's real funny for a 5 year old. And he goes, oh no. I'm like, oh, do you need to go? And he's like, oh no, I'm just talking to my 5 year old.
5 year old.
And then one time he goes, listen, I'm going to be tied up this weekend. I got my 5 year old's 6th birthday, and we're going to have
I have a friend that dared his kid to touch the stove, and his wife's like, are you crazy?
What?
He's like, I dare you. Go ahead. I dare you.
Wow.
Like, no.
Okay.
Right above Long Island, New Jersey.
Okay.
I think, and then right in front of New Jersey, we have a guy that works here from this area that dressed up for the last big Blues game as a woman.
Rob?
Oh, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
That's right. He has said he's from Minnesota.
And then Alaskan comes in right in front of that.
Oh, wow. I couldn't tell you what that was.
It says it's a massive migration of Minnesotans during the 30s means the Alaskan accent sounds similar to Minnesota.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. That's interesting.
Now I'm curious
that makes sense.
Right.
Sarah Palin is super, she sounds like she's from Minnesota.
Now I'm curious why people left Minnesota for Alaska in the 30s.
Yeah, what happened?
That's great. What led to that?
They talk like this, see? Yeah, we had to leave, see?
All right. And why do you think St. Louisans were sharing this yesterday like crazy?
Because
we were number one?
No.
No.
But.
Were we in the middle somewhere?
We're in the top 10.
Are we
really?
Wow.
St. Louis comes in ninth. And of course, all the headlines were, we didn't know Farty Far and Karn was so. Let's be honest. That accent is an older generation. I don't think that there's that many young people saying Farty Far.
I agree, but if that's not the St. Louis accent, then what is?
Well, I mean, I think hard O's, like .com.
And a tendency to kind of talk out of your nasal register. a little bit,
like,
kind of.
Cam and mom.
Cam and man. But now I'm starting to sound
my
like
my cousins in California would always make fun of us.
My mom has a really strong St. Louis accent.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's a disappointment to all of us in the family that she loves horse racing so much. We hear a lot about horses. Lots and lots about horses. I mean, war horse.
Mascachally.
Just fan. War horse. War horse. Fantastic.
Okay, what do you think number one out of the 50? By the way, they do regions, like I said. There's Midwestern is 16th on the list.
Like that Carolina Southern.
Yeah.
Like that proper.
Carolina's not on there, and I'm surprised. But it's a Southern.
Oh, is it Texas?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Texas,
yeah.
Really? Texas.
And number
is charming.
And number two, Boston.
Boston? For a desirable?
Yes!
Really?
I think it's because it's almost like they're just naming the accents. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
Randomly.
Right. Yes. But, yeah.
Yeah, that Boston surprises me more than us being on there.
Yeah.
It really does for the number two sexiest. Yeah. I mean, you do a great Mark Wahlberg.
Do you want to be a cop or do you want to pretend to be a cop? A lot of guys want to be a cop.
I mean, this is why we added it to the morning show.
I'm the guy who does his job. You must be the other guy.
Tim with Things You Didn't Know coming up in 7 on Y98.
First things first. You don't.
That's right. It's Wednesday time for Things You Didn't. I'm really just struggling the last couple of days.
Yeah, I think
the,
that you put
static and gibberish and stuff that's going on the radio right now. What is that?
I think it's Tim.
Just me, guys. No big deal.
I think you just, you know, it was a big weekend, a lot on your plate. But
it's Wednesday.
I know.
Struggling. I anyway, know. I'm going to share some things you didn't know. Here's something you didn't know. The first Sega has the longest lifespan of any video game console. The Sega Master System came out in 1986, and it's still being produced in Brazil by a company that bought the rights, and they even make new games for it.
That's crazy!
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not really into video games. Gaming systems.
Too cool?
No, I just...
Yeah, you're too cool.
Yeah, I am.
Here's something you didn't know. According to the Oxford Dictionary, there's an obscure general neutral term for nieces and nephews. So think about it. When you want to refer to your brothers and sisters, you say your siblings. When you want to refer to your nieces and nephews, you have to say nieces and nephews.
Oh yeah.
But there's a word that just nobody uses.
Is it a combo of niece and nephew?
Nope.
It's
similar to siblings or your brothers and sisters. So your nieces and nephews are your nibblings.
Let's quiet down and try to be mature, okay?
Oh, that's a terrible word.
I know. You can see why no one uses it.
I try to use it and see if anybody calls you on it. Right,
exactly. Yeah. Oh, we're celebrating my mom's birthday. Yeah, all my nibblings are going to be there. My sister and brother-in-law are coming with my nibblings. It'll be fun.
I think we need to get that word back into the common...
Do you have kids? Talk. No, but I have a whole lot of nibblings.
Courtney is correct.
How many nibblings do you have? Here's something you didn't know. Wearing a tinfoil hat doesn't block radio frequencies. It actually amplifies them.
Oh, no.
Nope. Here's something you didn't know. The first person to have a number one hit after they died was Otis Redding. Sitting on the Dock of the Bay, was released in hit number one January of 1968, 1 month after he died in a plane crash.
It's pretty cool.
You said he was the first person or only person?
No, there have been others.
The first.
I would imagine... Elvis?
Johnny
maybe?
Cash, I think. Right when he died, that thing.
Oh, yeah.
Number one.
Oh,
that Hurt song?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It had to be more than just that one.
I'd be interested to find out.
That'd be an interesting list.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet there was quite a few. Here's something you need to know. This is wild. The word onesie is trademarked by Gerber, and they go after companies that use it instead of generic alternatives like infant bodysuit.
Oh, man.
The following program contains material not suitable for children.
So if the Gap is like, hey, here's this onesie, Gerber will go after him.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's the only word you use.
Right.
So they started that word.
I guess
and
so.
And I don't blame them.
I didn't know they were in the onesie business.
What, Gerber?
Yeah, I thought they just made the food.
I don't know a lot about Gerber. I don't have children. Yeah. None of us have children, so we have no information.
Well, Kevin does.
I have children.
Oh, yeah, you do.
We'll get to the bottom of this Gerber thing,
would
you? You
are buying stuff, though.
Here's something you know. Canada has more lakes than any other country. Sorry, than every other country combined.
Combined?
Yes.
Wow. But they don't. We can all agree. Something ain't right there.
They got a lot. And where? Why doesn't Russia have more lakes?
They got a lot.
It doesn't make any sense. Here's something you didn't know. Also amazing. I am killing it today.
And we're getting calls, so you may have incorrect information. I'm not sure.
Well, I guess we'll deal with that later. Here's something you didn't know. If you're driving 60 miles per hour and you sneeze.
Wait. What?
If you're driving 60 miles an hour and you sneeze, your eyes are closed for 50 feet.
I don't believe it.
True. Here's something you didn't know. There are 40 different ingredients in a McDonald's Chicken McNugget.
Really?
What?
Yes.
Huh?
Doesn't mean we don't love McDonald's around here. It's just
a lot of ingredients.
That's how they make them so delicious. 38, not so delicious. 40. Here's something you didn't know. 7-Eleven started in Dallas in 1927 as a store that only sold ice.
Nice.
Eventually, they expanded to milk, bread, and eggs, and then evolved into the first convenience store.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, you know, think about it. There were no chain convenience stores back in the day. You all had your little corner one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, ours was Shortstop. What was yours?
Oh, yeah.
I guess I've always been a convenience Hux. Store lover.
We got a Hux right next to us.
You, when you were growing up?
Yeah.
I saw Pantry.
See?
Yeah.
What about you, Lance?
I don't remember what the place was called. Mm-hmm. It was just like the, I think it was Northdale Market, if
there
I remember
you go.
Correctly.
Mm-hmm. Here's something you didn't know. Maybe you didn't know this. The word mortgage is a combination of two old French words, mort and gage, which literally translates to death pledge.
Well, that's depressing.
You know.
That's what she said.
Here's something you didn't know. Approximately 64% of Americans have never left the country and traveled abroad. I would think that would be higher.
I would think it would be way higher.
Right?
Weirdly, I just saw that stat yesterday.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. There was
a lot of people getting out of
here. Yeah, that's pretty... That's amazing to me.
I remember years ago there was a statistic bouncing around that was... I don't remember the percentage, but it was a high number of people have... A high number of St. Louisans have never been more than 250 miles away from the Arch. Never.
Oh, I saw that too. I wonder what... yeah. We should look that up.
Damn right.
Stick around till next week. And finally,
no.
Here's something you know. People in the late 1800s used to rip pages out of the Sears Roebuck catalog and use them as toilet paper. They didn't see any need to buy paper specifically for wiping themselves when the catalog came for free.
Things you didn't know.
Plumbers were like, no, people, you cannot do that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean.
Well, that was probably... I don't know how intense the plumbing was. This is the 1800s. I don't think. Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
But they're like, oh, thank God the Sears catalog's here.
My hymen.
Oh, here's Lance.
For the world we're gonna make.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company morning show. Kevin, Tim, Lance, Jen's off for the rest of the week. She'll be back next week. We want to remind you, I know that we tell you a lot to follow us on Instagram, but we do put fun stuff up. There's some roast stuff up there right now, Courtney and Co. Y98. But a reason to follow us today would be to see the gender swap with the guys on the show as females. And as you can expect, Tim looks very, very pretty. Lance looks like Lady Gaga, according to a couple of our listeners.
A lot of people said that.
Yeah.
And they didn't even know that each other said that.
Right.
They all said that on their own.
I think mine looks pretty because Jen let me take the picture. She just kind of put it in front of their faces, so whatever. Whereas I really zeroed in and made sure,
I
was cute.
I want to know where you can get the filter that makes your bank account like Lady Gaga's.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
And Kevin... Well, he's Kevin. Just go look at it. He's the feature picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very
it's
lovely.
Solid. Right. He looks like someone we all know. Like, you see the picture of Kevin as a woman, and you feel like you know that person.
That's right.
I feel
that's
like they could pick some more hairstyles to put on these ladies.
Yeah.
It's all the side part with the long hair.
Yeah, which looks great on me, it turns out.
We just did things you didn't know, and I want to let you know, I looked up. I don't know if you did, too. Did you do it, too?
With all the traffic, no, I haven't had
a chance
to.
Good. Usually, Lance is our Google master right. here in the studio. I looked up number one hits for people after they passed. Mm-hmm. And Otis Redding, yes, first one to do it with Dock of the Bay. And then Janis Joplin.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. And it was me and Bobby McGee.
Mm-hmm.
And that was 1971. Jim Croce was then the next years later.
Time in a Bottle?
Time in a Bottle.
Okay.
He had previously had number one hits with Bad, Bad Leroy Brown.
Mm-hmm. Great one.
And top 10 hits with I Got a Name and I Have to Say I Love You in a Song.
Right.
But Time in a Bottle.
Time in a Bottle almost killed me.
And then John Lennon.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Completely forgot about that.
John Lennon, his second solo number one and biggest solo hit. 1980. Anyone?
Just Like Karma? Starting Over?
Just Like Starting Over.
Yeah.
I love that song.
It's a good song.
And then Notorious B.I.G.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that was Mo Money, Mo Problems.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. So true.
And Hypnotize.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Two different songs.
Mm. Yeah, because the videos, that's right, yeah.
So so good things you didn't know, Tim Conley.
Yeah.
So Johnny Cash not on there.
Johnny Cash not on here, and this was done in 2018.
Huh.
So I don't see a Johnny Cash. Yeah, I thought for sure
Hurt.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't play Hurt.
No.
But I mean, it was more of an alternative hit, wasn't it? Don't you think?
Yeah.
I think that's the only place I really heard
and
it.
And it was all over MTV, just pumping it.
All right. So coming up in just a few minutes, I have some people that are dumb. You know, people is dumb. Coming up on Y98.
Live from downtown.
Deserved it.
It's the Gordy and Company Morning Show. It's time. They're in the news every day. I think there's more people is dumb stories than anything else on a daily basis. So that's why we always have a lot of them. All right, now this woman I'm going to talk about that lives in Florida, and we found out a little while ago why we always hear so much about terrible people in Florida. It's because their laws as far as
public arrest records are
very
public.
Easy.
Yeah.
That's why we get so many stories about them.
Yep.
All the information about their police reports. So this
and there's so many nut jobs.
Yes, there were. I mean,
it's those two things combined.
And I'm going to tell you about one of them right now. And this woman, she's not dumb because she blew through a stop sign at 3:30 a.m. But she's dumb because when the cops searched the car, she was with another guy. They found a bag with 41 small turtles inside. 40? I know you really want. I like turtles.
I like turtles.
But that's not even the dumb part. Like, that to me is a little crazy. But then the woman, Ariel is her name, she reached into her yoga pants and pulled out a foot-long baby alligator.
What?
I don't know if I keep a baby alligator in my yoga pants. Well, you know, she probably stuffed it down there when she got pulled over.
Can we revise the birthday bet challenge?
Kevin's already had to do something in his underpants. What was it?
Crickets.
Yeah. How many crickets?
It's like we just kept putting them in. It was nuts. We had cages.
I did not put
crazy.
Them in. Didn't you do it yourself?
Nobody helped me.
The crickets and the underpants.
Well, we had help, but then that person's no longer here. I think we know why.
That feels like a bad sequel to The Little Mermaid. Her name was Ariel, and she's surrounded like she has to get them to the ocean.
They had been collecting animals under an overpass, but they violated the bag limits for reptiles, so they got citations.
I like turtles.
Way to be on it, Kevin. Dum, 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 dum. A guy in Scotland just got probation for calling the cops to report a fake terrorist attack last year. Why? Because he was drunk, missed the bus, and was afraid to be alone at the bus station at night.
Man.
They're going to find you.
Yeah, that's bad.
And then there's this odd story, and I don't have an update on this, but there was a woman a couple weeks ago. She's close to 60, and she kept going to the CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia. She went every day for three straight days. She kept telling them there she was there to see a recruiter, but they didn't seem to think it was true.
Mm-hmm.
And so she'd leave. Finally, on the third day, she asked to see one specific person at the CIA. His name, I don't know if I can say it. Read it. Go to the middle.
Agent
Penis.
Yeah. And was he there?
Well, you have the story now.
Oh, sorry.
There was no agent.
So the third day she shows up and says that that's who she wants to see. And the officers in the front of the complex wouldn't go let her meet that person. She said, "Do you really think I'm going to leave?" And then she was arrested for trespassing.
Yes.
And
there's no... We don't know if there's an agent Penis
if
or
there
not.
Is. Yeah. They owe her an apology. And that guy for making that his secret code name. That's not cool. Not cool at all.
That's how he picks up the chicks.
Yeah.
Your Ashley Home Store weather. Mostly cloudy today, high of 78. Warmer tomorrow with a high of 87 and about the same on Friday. Here's Lance with another look at your traffic.
All right, there's a lot to look at this morning. Clearly, that's the case. Let's get you an update on westbound 270 at Riverview.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show. If you missed the code word in our Cash Man contest, this hour's code word is URGE, U-R-G-E. Text that to 72881. You have about 31 minutes to do so. So if you're driving, don't worry about it. Just make a mental note to do it when you get to where you're going, and you can win $1,000. We do it 12 times a day, every hour up until 7 p.m. All right, we're back into the promposal time. And we hear more about these later in the year, usually after all of our proms are over, because other schools, especially on the East Coast, go later than mm-hmm. we do. Yep. Although my niblings.
Let's get it in the rotation. The problem is you only have two nieces. I only have two nephews.
But I really want to use it
so
more.
You guys, Kevin, you have niblings?
I have niblings.
Lance, you have niblings? Well, do your part, guys.
So my niblings are going to school this year. They're not finishing until after Memorial Day this year. Usually they're all done by Memorial Day.
Yeah.
But there were a ton of snow days this year.
Yeah.
So that's a bummer. You got the long weekend, then you got to go back for like 2 days.
Mm-hmm. Awful.
I know.
Or maybe you just blow it off.
But am I the only one? Yeah. I'm sure that's okay. As long as all the exams are done. Am I the only one? I have the same, when I talk about kids getting out of school, I have as happy of a feeling as they do when I think about it.
Yes, I agree.
Nope.
You don't, I mean.
I used to.
Oh, you don't, because you have children that are going to be coming home
exactly.
to you. But I feel their.
I'm the same way.
I'm like, oh yeah, field day.
Yes.
And I have none of these things, but I know how that felt.
Mm-hmm. And just that slide at the end of the year, especially when you're a senior or an eighth grader or whatever it is, and you just don't
care. And there's all those things going on in eighth grade and senior year, too. There's lots
so fun.
Of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. And I feel the same way when I start seeing back-to-school commercials, that same sickness that I felt.
Yes, I agree.
Okay, good. We're the same. So this guy, this kid, he goes to school in New York, and he just did, maybe one of the biggest promposals ever. He's a senior, and he goes to Horace Greeley High School in Chappaqua, New York. Am I saying that right?
Sure, I think so.
He invited a girl named Phoebe to the prom. Well, his dad is friends with the CEO of T-Mobile.
Okay. Oh, that weirdo guy? He's in a lot of commercials.
Is he?
And he's like on Twitter all the time promoting people.
Oh, he is. He's all
I don't know
Twitter.
Who he is.
He's like a renegade. He's a maverick.
I'm not sure how you say his name. It's L-E-G-E-R-E. John Legere, I think.
Yeah.
Well, he let this kid, Kyle, use their billboard in Times Square on Sunday.
Wow.
He let Kyle take over the billboard and ask Phoebe to prom.
That's crazy.
How cool is that?
Pretty cool.
Good luck topping that.
And I'm sure if this guy's friends with the CEO of T-Mobile, he's not doing too bad himself.
Yes, exactly.
So
Phoebe said yes.
Phoebe said yes. They're going to the prom. So congratulations on being wealthy.
Yeah. The rich keep getting richer.
That's right.
All right. We have got Entertainment Schmig coming up. We're going to talk about James Bond. We're going to talk about a bunch of stuff online. We're, of course, going to talk about Tim Conway.
Entertainment Schmig.
And it's brought to you by Club Fitness. Join Club Fitness and get the summer free.
Makes you feel fine.
I'm in for Jen, if you didn't notice. All right, online at Y98.com, you can see the brand new trailer for the Party of Five reboot. Party of Five was a big part of my life.
Really?
The Salinger family? Yes.
Hmm.
And you know that Scott Wolf, Belleville roots.
Sure.
His brother, Gary, I believe went to Belleville West.
Huh.
But yes, and he's spotted at the country club every once in a while when he's in town.
Interesting.
St. Clair Country Club.
I've never seen an episode of Party of Five.
Oh, I loved it so much. Well, they're rebooting it on Freeform, and the trailer's at 198.com, and here's the spin. You know, they were orphaned because I think their parents were killed in a car accident, if I am not crazy.
Yeah, I think you're right.
And there was a baby involved too, remember? So the oldest Salinger had to take care of pretty much the family.
Mm.
Well, how they're going with it is the parents of all the kids get deported.
Topical.
Yeah.
And you can see that trailer, Y98.com. Keanu Reeves, Tim is very excited about John Wick Chapter 3. Yeah. Is that what it's called?
I think so, yeah. The first two are just strong, man. It's over-the-top, crazy action movies. And I'll say this, Keanu Reeves, not a great actor, but he makes great movies.
He really, I'm telling you.
You're absolutely, that's a great, yeah.
I could name a bunch of Keanu Reeves movies that I really, really enjoy.
I totally agree.
He loves the sequel, that Keanu Reeves.
That guy, I mean, what a career. But yeah, man, this one looks awesome. The first two are really just a very different kind of action movie. It's not for everybody. But yeah, I'm pumped about this one.
Well, he had his, got to do his hand and footprint in Hollywood. And he'd pulled a Guy Phillips. He tried three times to get his signature the way he wanted it. A guy, if you don't know, when he threw out the first pitch, asked for a mulligan, a redo. Halle Berry was there on hand to support him.
And this wasn't on the Walk of Fame. This is just he put in a new patio, from what I understand.
It doesn't say what it was. It says, but you can see the video at Y98.com. Nice. And then Lego made a Stranger Things upside down set.
Awesome.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, that sounds scary.
Yeah, you can see it online, but it'll set you back about $200.
Yeah, it's like they do like an 80s commercial with it too, so
that's
cool. Really cool.
Is it time for a new James Bond? Daniel Craig injured himself running while he was filming a scene in Jamaica. It's now in production. It's the 25th Bond flick. And it's on hold currently because of his injury.
Uh-oh.
He was sprinting during filming when he slipped, fell quite awkwardly. This is his quote. Quite awkwardly. And he was in a lot of pain, complaining about his ankle. He's 51, which really isn't that old. And looks like he's in darn good shape.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of tired of talking about who the next Bond will be.
What do they... I can't do it. His ankle's all right?
I guess. I don't know. I don't have the status.
It's
a lower body injury.
Okay. I was going to say it's broken, not strained.
Carol Burnett show star Tim Conway.
Kevin liked it. Kevin laughed out loud.
I was there.
It just took you too much to get there.
Yeah, but I kind of figured where he was going.
Okay. He was 85, and you can see a tribute to him online. But, of course, Carol Burnett, famous for making people crack up during the performances. All right, 8 TV shows that are ending after one more season. Empire's going to be having its 6th and final season. Modern Family, funny about Modern Family, they thought they were going to end after this season. So the ending was like the very first episode. The finale they just had last week.
Mm-hmm.
But they're coming back next year now. But the finale, they did a scene that they also did in the first episode.
Oh, cool.
Because I don't think they knew when they shot that they were going to continue on for another season.
So you think they cried and went through all the finale thing, but then it's like...
They had to have.
In 3 months.
They had to have.
Interesting.
Criminal Minds, 15th season will be its last, but what's his face? That was his last. Joe
Mantegna.
I think he's gone. Let's see. Blind Spot, 5th season will be its last. Supernatural. Wow, 15 seasons of Supernatural. Arrow, Suits, and The Creek Show on Pop. I don't want to get fired for that. Yeah. I don't watch it.
Schitt's Creek.
Yeah, there you go. Vanna White said that she and Pat Sajak have been working together for 36 years. They've only ever had one argument, and it was over Pat Sajak putting ketchup on a hot dog.
What?
I feel like we've had this same fight in studio.
I thought Vanna put it on and Pat got upset.
No.
No?
Vanna puts mustard and ketchup. She puts both on hers.
Yeah.
But Pat prefers just ketchup.
Oh.
Which Vanna thinks is weird.
Yeah.
You talk to the hot dog council, they say the same thing. They don't approve the ketchup only on a hot dog.
Thank God they patch things up.
And she said... She's not denying that she has a pretty easy TV gig, but she says it's not as easy as everyone thinks. 6 shows a day in 5-inch heels is hard work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's 2 hours a day. It's 2 hours. If you break it down.
And it's probably only like one day a week.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, listen.
She's got a good. I mean, she knows she's
got it good.
Right.
I think she was being cute. And this is interesting. Before we wrap up, Schmig, some interesting stats from this week's Billboard charts. Vampire Weekend scored their 3rd number one album, Father of the Bride, but they also became the only act to have 3 or more number one albums without ever placing a song on the Hot 100.
Wow.
Is that not crazy?
Yeah.
And then Blurry Face, 21 Pilots, just completed its 208th week on the Billboard 200. 4 years on the charts.
Wow.
It's time to get some new music, that possibly.
Mailbox money there.
They've put more out. I mean, they've put new stuff out since then. That's crazy.
If you want to hear the Schmig in its podcast form, you can go to White.
It'll be alright. It'll be alright. It'll be
Y98, it's Courtney and Company Morning Show. You have a few minutes to text the code word this hour to win $1,000 from Cashman. It's URGE, URGE. Text that to 72881, and you could win $1,000. Another code word at 920 this morning. Birthdays!
Yes.
Got some good ones today. Really, really good ones. I mean, so good, in fact. I'm not even going to do Madeline Albright.
Oh, yes. She's got St. Louis connections, too.
She's 82. All right, let's start with Jamie Lynn Sigler.
Sopranos?
Yeah.
Sopranos.
I think she is 39.
Yeah, I was going to say 40.
Yeah, I was thinking a little older, too. I was going to say 41.
She's 38. Tim comes closest. How about Emmett Smith?
Ooh.
Retired Dallas Cowboy. He won Dancing with the Stars, the 3rd season.
57?
Is he that old?
53.
I was... Okay, 55.
You should have gone with your instinct, because I thought he was older, too, but he's only 50.
That's really? What I, that's what I was going to say.
50.
Wow.
You guys suckered me in.
I know you shouldn't.
Sorry.
You
should, I know. No, I'm not complaining.
But he's been retired for so long.
Yeah. I know.
And he does the gray beard commercial, so I don't know. It makes him feel 50. Older.
It makes me feel bad when, like, not only are players, you know, you feel bad. There comes a point when all the people playing any sport are all younger than you. Yeah. But when the coaches are younger than you, yeah. it makes you feel really yeah. bad. How old is the rest are all, they're all sports, but they're good people.
Okay.
Andy Murray.
Oh.
Tennis guy.
Isn't he a member of the St. Louis Aces once upon a time?
First Brit to win a Grand Slam title in more than 40 years.
Maybe not.
35.
Tennis is tough because they start so young.
I know.
I was going to say 41, and I think that's way too old.
Okay.
Remember, I had was 37.
32.
Wow. It feels like he's been around for a while.
Yeah. I know. That's why I knew that one would get you. Whoa. And I also knew Emmett Smith would get you.
Yeah.
You might be able to get this one. He's a funny guy. I don't know if you guys ever seen the video. George Brett on the field talking to some of the younger players about pooping his pants. It's a funny video. And apparently he is not a fan at all of the on-field celebrations.
George Brett, yeah, he's really old school. He also, you know, he had the whole pine tar controversy where he ran out of the dugout, and he said it was the best thing that ever happened to him because before that, he had done Preparation H commercials. So whenever he would be at different stadiums playing, they'd go, your hemorrhoids.
Oh, really?
But after the pine tar, they're like, where's the pine tar, Brett? And he was like, that's fine with me.
That's awesome.
That was an upgrade.
Now, how old is he?
George Brett?
Mm-hmm. No, Preparation H.
Preparation H guy?
I got it.
Go.
64.
Yeah, I was thinking around the same thing. 62.
66.
66! We finally got one! Yay! That is celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today on May the 15th. Here's Lance with a final look at your traffic.
Or maybe what you're trying to do.
Y98, this show needs more vertical horizon. I've been saying for I don't know how long, and finally, we've got it right here on the Courtney and Company Morning Show. If you guys want to join us at the ballpark, Courtney and Company Day at the ballpark, we're asking you to take a day off work, off school, whatever it is you're doing, come join us. It's July 17th. It is a Wednesday.
School probably isn't happening.
That's no summer school. I had to take some summer school.
I do. Why not?
Yeah. You probably are kind of person if you, yeah. Y98.com/Cardinals. Join us. Just $20 gets you a ticket to the game. You get to come early. We'll be hanging out the whole time. We were saying it, but last year we didn't see any of the game. We were just hanging
on the
out
terrace.
The whole time. Yeah, I had a great time. So $20, ticket to the game. Hang out with us. A t-shirt that we'll be unleashing hopefully this week. That's awesome. Hilarious.
It's a great
really fun
shirt.
And a beer. You get a drink. All that for $20. You can't beat it. Y98.com/Cardinals.
I was talking to one of my friends, and we were talking about younger people and that were graduating college. I think they have a kid that's graduating college. And apparently, the number that every college graduate wants to have for their salary and thinks that most people get this is $100,000.
What?
That's the number. You just talked to somebody in their 20s. Not too long ago, and that's the number that they have in their head.
And you're like, look, okay, I remember playing Life, the game of Life, back in the day, and the doctor made $50,000, okay?
Yeah,
and I know that was dated then, but I'm just saying.
But these are people in college?
Yeah, like when they're graduating, they want their starting salary to be $100,000.
Oh, starting?
Yes.
Oh.
Like, I...
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it also speaks to how expensive colleges. I think these people are, you know, a lot of them coming out with debt, so they just think like this is going to be waiting for me. But yeah, right out of college, it's ambitious.
It is.
Especially for some of the majors, you know. I mean, if you're thinking that being like a poli-sci major or an art major, you better change your major.
But you also, some
or
people...
Or become a major.
I had no idea, you know, until much later, what money... Like, you know what I mean? I couldn't even wrap my head around what was a lot or a little at that. I mean, I know a lot of people can, but I...
You weren't the same...
Wouldn't have had a clue.
Well, I can tell you my first salary. I know what it was because you get those Social Security forms and it tells you what you made. And I didn't really work until, I mean, I worked through college a little bit for summers, but for my 2 years. But 16.5, I think, was my...
Your first full-time job. That's what you made
my first radio gig.
Wow.
Kevin?
And now you made that last hour.
someday I'll reach 16.5, Court.
All right, well, the reason I bring it up, they just had a new study where they asked people in different generations what your net worth has to be for you to be rich. And I'll just tell you this. Not a single generation thinks just being a millionaire means you're rich anymore. Having a $1 million net worth, not one of the generations thinks that
is
rich.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Okay, why don't we start
I can see this is your net worth. I get that. Okay.
Well, let's go through the average answer. What do you think the average answer was what your net worth has to be for you to be rich?
I'll say $10 million.
Oh, my God.
No, that's way too high.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's rich, though, to me.
Well, it is rich.
Right. Yeah.
So it's five.
Less than that. Yeah.
No, but I'm just saying, if you're $10 million, you're fine.
I mean, are you?
Kevin, yeah, you make a good point. you think so?
Average answer. It's more than 20 times
higher.
I'm
surprised that no one says $1 million is net worth.
I am, too.
I mean, I guess it's just what depends on what your definition of rich is.
Two point three. That was the average answer. Generation Z, which is 9 through 22 years old, had the lowest threshold for being rich.
Really?
Oh, that's good because they're all about experiences.
They say it only takes
$10 million.
2.3 was the average, and they were the lowest. So $1.5 million.
Okay. Exactly right. And then baby boomers have the highest threshold, 2.86.
Oh.
So all kind of in there, not too much spread
out. Because they're seeing retirement, and they're dealing with retirement, and they're, you know,
Yeah, the average, they know what things cost.
Right.
Like, once they're not working anymore, and they're relying on maybe what they have saved,
yes,
they're like, either I can do whatever I want, or I really have to watch what I do.
Yeah.
The average answer for being just comfortable, not rich, was $1.1 million.
Comfortable? Man. You have to... Wow.
I'm going to be working in radio till I'm 97.
What? Comfortable means like you don't, you're not paying it. That's crazy. To be comfortable?
Yes.
In my mind, comfortable is anything where you're not
stressed.
Like, when's that next paycheck? That's uncomfortable. As long as you're like not waiting for each paycheck, you're comfortable, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
But 1.1 is the... All right. I'm depressed now, aren't you?
Yeah.
The Courtney and Company Morning Show is brought to you by Feast Magazine's Taste and Toast event, May 19th at the Four Seasons. Get your tickets at feastmagazine.com/tickets.
St. Louis.
Come join Y98 in the bubbly, sparkling entourage.
Y98, it's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, minus Jen today. She'll be back next week. It's Kevin, Tim, Courtney, and the Cashman code word this hour. If you missed it, math, M-A-T-H. Text math to 72881, a chance for $1,000.
It's time for Courtney and Company's favorite game that we are currently doing at this time. It's Bonafide or Bogus.
Thank you, Eddie. It's me, Tim Convey, with another episode of Bonafide or Bogus. I was just looking at myself on the Instagram Live, and you were talking about Botox earlier, and I'm like...
Oh, it's time?
No, it's not time.
Well, it's preventative, too, Tim.
Oh, it's preventative?
Yeah, Pure 111.
Okay.
Well, O'Fallon, Illinois. I have a hookup there for you.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
Right. I'll keep that in mind. Bonafide or bogus. I am going to make a statement. You guys are going to guess whether you think it is bonafide, true, or bogus, false. Sound good?
Yeah, what's it about today?
Topic today, we are going to talk about series finales. Three big shows are saying farewell this week. Veep, The Big Bang Theory, and it's hard for me to even say this out loud, but Game of Thrones.
When is the Big Bang Theories?
Tomorrow night.
Okay, I have no idea what night that's on.
Yeah.
Veep ended weird on Sunday.
Oh, really? You unsatisfying?
The whole episode was great. In the end, they flashed forward like 24 years or something. It was a little bizarre.
Oh.
The whole episode was very funny.
I kind of want to see it. So you guys have to guess if these five finales are in the top five most watched finales of all time, according to Nielsen. Sound good?
Yes. Okay.
Bonafide or bogus?
Top five. Okay.
Bonafide or bogus, the series finale of Cheers in 1993 is in the top five.
Gosh, bonafide.
It was good. I don't think it's top five. I'm going to say bogus.
Courtney's right. It is bona fide.
Oh, good. That's good to know.
Bona fide.
Kevin's happy for Cheers.
That's good to know.
But it's one of the best finales. It was a great show, and glad that it was.
I don't remember the finale at all. Did the bar close?
I do. Yeah. No. Not for good. But I remember him saying at the very end, Sam Malone, somebody like came and looked in the window, and he's like, "Sorry, we're closed."
Yeah, I don't remember.
They weren't closed forever. They were just closed for the night.
Okay.
Mary Tyler Moore. Second most watched finale.
Oh, yeah.
Second most watched finale of all time. 84 million viewers for Cheers. Up next, the two-part series finale of Dallas in 1991 is in the top five. Bonafide or bogus?
I'm going to go bogus. Now, Who Shot JR probably had
some
unbelievable ratings, but I'm saying the series finale, no.
No, I'm saying bogus also.
You guys are right. It is bogus.
Whoa!
It is 12th with 33 million viewers, or 13th if you want to count The Last Tonight Show with Johnny Carson.
Oh, okay.
If you want to count that as a series finale.
Oh, Bette Midler sang to him.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Also, the series finale of Dallas was not the Who Shot JR episode. That was the season 3 finale in 1980.
Yes, I did know that.
And that was huge.
Up next, Bonafide or Bogus, the series finale of MASH from 1983.
That's number one, isn't it?
Yeah, that's like the biggest, so I'm going to say Bonafide.
I'm saying Bonafide, too.
Bonafide, you guys are right. It is still the most watched TV episode ever. 106 million. Think about that. Cheers is second with 84 million. This one has 106 million.
It's all about timing, too, and what was going on. It will never be surpassed.
And it's so weird because
everything's so fragmented now.
Yeah. You would have thought after MASH could have been something.
No, I never did.
I wanted it to be because it took place in Hannibal, Missouri.
Huh.
Yeah. Like you own Hannibal.
Well, I was from there. It was a big deal. And actually,
I thought it's because Radar has the same last name as you.
Gary Berghoff. That's true.
Uh-huh.
But no, our church made national news because we put on the billboard, "Welcome Home, Colonel Potter."
Now that's thrilling.
And then he actually came back.
He came back, sorry.
He came back and after MASH. So that was a big thing.
All right, what's the next question?
All right, sorry.
Oh, man. Bonafide or bogus, the series finale of Seinfeld, 1998.
I'm going to say I'm going to say bonafide.
Bonafide. It's fourth, 76 million
bonafide.
Viewers.
Bonafide.
And finally, the series finale of Friends from 2004.
Yes, bonafide.
I don't think so. I'm going to say bogus.
Bonafide.
Aha!
It's in fifth place, 53 million viewers.
I know my top five finales.
The only one of the top five that we didn't mention yet is the series finale. Anybody? Anybody?
The only one we did not mention, the series. What was the year?
Before my lifetime.
Before your lifetime.
It would have been like the series finale.
Oh,
like,
All in the Family.
No,
that's before your
lifetime. Before my lifetime.
Like I Love Lucy.
I think so. Yeah.
I Love Lucy.
No.
Andy Griffith's show.
The Fugitive.
Oh.
1967 with 78 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
One arm man. They wanted to know what happened.
Totally.
I get it. This has been Bonafide or Bogus.
The music you hear on Y98 is brought to you by Schnucks. Streamline your next trip to Schnucks.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you.
Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.